I guess it's fitting that this picture is being posted on the eve of the 5-year anniversary of this blog, because I guess maybe you could say it comes around full circle. You know, over the past 5 years, as I've learned a lot more about my camera and photography and how to use my camera to get the shots I want and all those things, I've tried to do more, take my camera with me, learn more, and I feel like I've done all that. But this picture here, I took it with this squirrel that was literally it's outside my office window. I didn't have to move anywhere to get this. And for all my talk over the years about taking your camera with you and trying new things and all that, sometimes I guess you can get a photo without moving at all. And that's what happened here. I think since I've worked in the office that I'm in now, I don't know, for almost 5 years, there's every now and then a squirrel will pop up on my office ledge, and I'd say maybe 4 times over the years. And I don't know, I just happen to have my camera with me, and this little squirrel just happened to be looking in this direction, and it was kind of cool. I probably post more than my fair share of squirrel pictures, but I like them. They're fun wildlife pictures to take. So that's what you got here. Nothing super fancy, just a cool example of what you can do if you got a camera at the right minute. And yeah, you know, this is the kind of thing that you could take with a cell phone, but it wouldn't look like this, especially since the original, it was taken through a window. And so there's some glare and other things. And I shot it in RAW so I could fix a lot of that in post. But even the sharp focus of the squirrel's eye and the blurred foreground and background, it's a cool reminder that as advanced as phone cameras are and little pocket cameras, there's something about using a big old DSLR with a nice lens, or even the 50mm lens is certainly not an expensive lens, but just some, maybe taking a step up. And yeah, it's not always convenient, it's not always easy, you gotta lug that camera around, but boy, you can sure get some good pictures with it. So that with that being said, here we go, 5 years, and it's pretty cool that been doing it so long. And thanks for all the comments that people leave every week. I always read them. Sometimes it takes me a bit to respond, but I try to always respond to every comment. They really mean a lot to me. And it's that sense of community engagement, I guess. I never set out to do that. And I made this blog for myself. And 5 years later, I just do it for myself. But it's fun to have that input. It's fun to see what people think and hear their comments and hear when a photo of mine might spark a memory or an interest of yours. It's cool to have that. So thank you for everyone who has done that over the years. And the blog certainly isn't going anywhere. I'm just going to keep plugging away at it. And maybe 5-10 years later, we'll still be doing this. So anyway, thank you very much for a great 5 years. And here's to many, many more.